what I have to say. Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go dancing in the light. We know where the music's playing, let's go out and feel the night. Because I'm still in love with you, I want to see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon. When we were strangers, I watched you. When we were lovers, I loved you with all my heart. But now it's getting late, and the moon is climbing high. I want to see. Because I'm still in love with you, I want to see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon.
Jane Birkin on KXRW with her candy-colored rendition of Harvest Moon. And so begins our pumpkin spice latte edition of In the Wilderness. I'm Neil Malloy, and I think we can all breathe a collective sigh of relief that it's September now. Summer is in the rearview mirror. An autumn equinox looms at hand, bringing with it this year's Harvest Moon on Saturday, September 26th, a time for gathering gourds and squash, among other things. This hour, let's bask in the soft light of September songs and serenades, not to mention the 30th anniversary of Cassandra Wilson's New Moon Daughter. Neil Young wasn't the first songwriter to find inspiration in the post-equinox full moon. More than 80 years earlier, a pair of vaudevillians named Nora Bays and Jack Norworth penned Shine on Harvest Moon for the Ziegfeld Follies of 1908. Here to sing it for us now, a great star of stage and screen, a smasher of the color barrier in her day, Ethel Waters.
Shine on Harvest Moon, up in the sky. I had no loving since April, January, June, or July. Snow time ain't no time to stay outdoors and spoon. So shine on Harvest Moon for me and my gal. The night was mighty dark, so you could hardly see, for the moon refused to shine. Couples sitting underneath a willow tree, for love they pine. The little maid was kind of afraid of darkness, so she said, I guess I'll go The boy began to sigh, looked up at the sky, and told the moon his little tale of woe. He said, oh, shine on, come on and shine on, harvest moon, up there in that sky. 'Cause you see, I ain't had no loving since April, January, June, or July. And you know, snow time sure ain't nobody's time to stay outdoors and spoon. So give me a break and shine on, harvest moon for me and this gal.
Just over the drive when we're alone.
Just picture a penthouse way up in the sky, with hinges on chimneys for stars to go by, a sweet slice of heaven for just you and I. When we're alone, from all of society we'll stay aloof and live in propriety there on the roof. To heavenly heavens we will be in truth. When we're alone, we'll see life's mad pattern as we view old Manhattan. And we can thank our lucky star that we're living as we are. In our little penthouse we'll always contrive to keep love and romance forever alive. In view of the Hudson, just over the drive, when we're alone. Thank our lucky stars that we're living as we are. In our little penthouse, we'll always contrive to keep love and romance forever alive. In view of the Hudson, just over the drive, when we're alone.
good to the last note. I love how he sustains that at the end there. Horace Parlan, American expat at the piano, with a song Thelonious Monk wrote for a baroness. The bebop baroness, Panonica. Two versions of Penthouse Serenade here on KXRW, a Depression-era ditty by the songwriting team Will Jason and Val Burton. It was the only hit they ever had. And alas, neither lived to hear Marianne Faithfull's version of the song from her 1987 recording, Strange Weather. If you've never heard Strange Weather, or haven't in a long while, do so. Hal Wilner produced, and it's the sort of hallucinatory thing that sounds as if it could have been, and maybe should have been, the soundtrack to a Robert Altman film. We also heard Frank Parker singing Penthouse Serenade in his operetta style. And Ethel Waters opened our set Shine On, Harvest Moon, joined by violinist Joe Venuti. You're in tune to In the Wilderness, your perfect playlist for sipping pumpkin spice lattes here at KXRW Vancouver. Now, with a song of the season, Miss Sarah Vaughan. From May to December, but the days grow short when you reach September. Turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game. Thank you. summoning a feeling of film noir. That's a German quartet with a somewhat improbable moniker. Improbable to me, anyway. Born in the Club of Gore. Featuring tenor saxophonist Christoph Klose on a song that seems to burrow deep into the autumn dark. Prowler. Before this, David Sylvian sang September, and the late Nancy Lamott sang September in the Rain, a 1930s tune written long before climate crisis made rain this time of year, at least in our neck of the woods, something of a rarity. Nancy Lamott on KXRW, accompanied by Tony Monte. And Coleman Hawkins was in there too, playing sax with the Billy Byers Orchestra on a Hawkins original, The Essence of You. Sarah Vaughan opened our set with September Song, joined by flutist Herbie Mann and Clifford Brown playing trumpet. Coming up on In the Wilderness, we'll hear from Cassandra Wilson and Betty Carter after this.
KXRW is supported by The Columbian, which provides coverage of environmental, transportation, and homelessness issues of vital interest to the region and is made possible through its community-funded journalism project via the Local Media Foundation, available at columbian.com.
KXRW programming is made possible by partners like Buckley & Associates, attorneys at law, helping injured victims in Washington State seek the justice they deserve for over 40 years. Their diverse team speaks over 7 languages, making rights more accessible and easier to understand. Learn more at buckleylaw.net. That's BUCKLEYLAW.net. At Buckley & Associates, we speak your language.
Support for KXRW also comes from Kindred Vancouver in Uptown. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable do-it-yourself living, with a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles. Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is at kindredvancouver.com. 2026 turns out to be the 30th anniversary of Cassandra Wilson's New Moon Daughter, an album so influential in its tearing down of musical boundaries that it's worth remembering now, when we tend to take eclecticism for granted, just how radical New Moon Daughter was in early 1996. Here were songs by or associated with Billie Holiday, Hank Williams, Hoagy Carmichael, U2, and even The Monkees, in such a way that seemed inevitable. And then there are all the wonderful shadows Cassandra brings into Neil Young's music, slowing down the tempo, taking all the jauntiness out of his original, making Harvest Moon her own.
There's a full moon rising. Let's lights go dancing in the light. We know where the music's playing. Let's go out and feel the light. Cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance tonight. Because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest moon. Getting light, and the moon is climbing high. I want to celebrate, she's shining. I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest moon.
Crooning songs soft and low. Needn't tell me so, because I know when it's sleepy time down south. Soft winds blowing through the pine wood trees. Folks down there live a life of ease when the twilight steamboats on the river. and going, splashing the night away. Hear those banjos ringing, the folks all singing. They dance till the break of day. Dreamy songs, take me back where I belong. I'll find heaven in my mother's arms when it's sleepy.
those arms. When it's sleepy time down south, sleepy time down,
the great Betty Carter on KXRW. I can practically see those steamboats on the river when she sings about them and her majestic interpretation of when it's sleepy time down south. Carter joined by Mulgrew Miller playing piano and Kristen McBride on bass. Before this, Cassandra Wilson, along with the guitars of Brandon Ross and Kevin Bright in their Haunted by You, Harvest Moon. I'm Neil Malloy. Thanks for listening to In the Wilderness. Musically, very few sounds embody autumn, like the sound of a solo horn in front of massed strings. So here, then, to conjure the cooler weather we crave after a long, hot summer, soloist Marie Louise Nonaker in the second movement of this poem for horn and orchestra by Frenchman Charles Quetelin.